Hey everybody, this is June. We had some technical difficulties on episode 96, so what I'm going to do is we are going to post an older episode from 6/19/2010 entitled Vince Neil Rides Shotgun. It's just me and Jenny, which is weird because episode 96 was just me and Patrick. Weird. Anyway, enjoy it, and I will have 96 posted as soon as we can. What else was I thinking? You guys, tell a friend about the show. And thank you for listening. See you next time.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Hello.
Hey, is this Portland?
Yeah, this is Portland, Oregon.
Hey, this is June from the Hideous Creature Show.
Hey, man, how's it going? Yeah, good to hear from you. Long time. Been a long time. Yeah.
Hey, I was curious if you could maybe do me a favor.
Oh, yeah. I am busy. Woo-wee. We've got the Rose Festival coming up that, ooh, we got the Starlight Parade. Boy, oof, ooh, my docket is full. Oof, oof, man.
Hey, look, I just need this one favor, this one thing, please.
All right, homie. What do you need, buddy? Tell Portland.
Will you please make it fucking summertime? Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, June 19th, 2010, and this is episode 48 of the Hideous Creature Show. My name is June, and I'm a hypocrite.
My name is Jenny. Why are you a hypocrite?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. I'm a hypocrite, Jenny. Can I tell you why?
I would love for you to.
Okay, I can't fucking stand all the vampire shit that's going around, and I bitch about it constantly.
It's crazy.
We've said it before in other episodes, or I've bitched about it. Being fucking waylaid by all this bullshit, the lycanthropes and the vampires and all that other crap, the sparkly fucks that can change into vampires that don't eat their lovers. What the fuck?
And don't even have sex with them.
I'm a vampire. Yeah. I'm not a vampire.
I wish you were.
If I was, you know, and okay. And the people getting pissed that are dating, and the humans that are pissed that are dating the vampires that every once in a while go off and kill somebody. I've been watching True Blood. That's why I'm a hypocrite.
Okay, but True Blood is
silly.
No Twilight. It's no Twilight.
I've never seen the Twilight.
I mean, those are horrible. I love True Blood, too.
Well, you watched Twilight. You read the books, right?
No, I read the first book just because all these people at work were like, you like Harry Potter, you love Twilight. And I read the book. I actually did throw it across the room at one point. When the stupid vampire told the 17-year-old dum-dum that he was a virgin, and that he'd been, like, waiting for her.
How old was the virgin vampire?
He's, like, 100 years old or something. I'm like, really? You're a hot vampire who's been waiting for some pasty-faced 17-year-old, like, angsty, dumb bitch?
I like the way that they're all brooding, too.
Oh, God, they're so miserable. It's like, you're a vampire. You can like, fly and do... You can do whatever you want. Why so depressed?
And why they can go out in sunshine too with the Twilight vampires?
Yeah, they
right?
glow, they like twinkle, and so I just couldn't. I actually felt kind of dirty after I'd read the book. I was like,
you're finished.
And so then I had to go watch the stupid first movie just to make myself even more angry, and it was horrible. It was like the worst movie I've ever seen.
Well, that's the thing is, I'm always bitching about it, and the werewolf thing that's going around and all that stuff. And motherfucker, if all day today. I didn't close out, almost close out the whole second season of stupid True Blood.
Second season of True Blood gets so weird and just like far, I mean, it's all far-fetched, but...
It's so, I'm watching it going, this is some silly,
yeah,
silly, silly shit, but I gotta watch more.
Yeah.
I gotta see what's up with the lady that has the weird arms, yeah, that scratches people on their back. I'm like, what the fuck is next?
I actually have been reading those books.
What, there's a True Blood book?
Yeah, they're called it's like the Sookie Stackhouse series.
Stackhouse is a name? It sounds familiar, but I wouldn't have been able to pin it on that.
Yeah, they're all called like Dead After Dark, Dead After Dawn. I just started the second one.
Dumb When Your Back's Fucked Up. That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
the books are pretty good. I like the series better, but... Like, I read the Dexter books. The Dexter series is way better than the books, I think.
Really? I didn't know that these were all based on books.
Yeah.
I thought that somebody had come up with a new idea.
Like, there is definitely not as much sex in the books as there is on
True Blood.
There's fucking sex.
Well, that's
constant.
The thing. I was thinking of the pros and cons of why I like True Blood. One, there's lots of boobies.
Yeah.
Gotta love boobies. And the fucking, which is always, you know, you're like, wow, yeah, everybody's pretty people
hot.
Fucking's always awesome.
Totally.
And but then the charming or whatever they call it? Where they charm people.
Oh yeah.
Well, they call it something else though. What's it called? Enchanting. What's
glamour?
Glamour somebody. Yeah. I'm like, fuck you. Glamour this asshole.
You know who I hate on that show? I hate Bill.
You know who I hate? Oh, Bill, I hate Bill too.
I hate him. I'm totally... Eric's way cooler than Bill.
Do you know who I hate more than Bill?
Who?
Sookie. I want her to fucking die a horrible death. I want to get her turned out, inside
out. You know, those two are married in real life. The actors.
Oh, the guy that plays the vampire and Rogue?
Yeah.
Ugh. Can't stand her.
They're engaged or married. I don't know which one.
See, she is such like a little know-it-all little bitch. I hate her.
Yeah.
Can't stand her. And the way everybody just gets pissed off and never does anything. They get pissed off and then they pout. Like, fuck you. Just go hang out somewhere else. And that place is infested with the supernatural.
Yeah.
Just ready to jump out in the woods. But you know what? I'm pissed at you. We're having a fight. Where am I going to run away to? Into the woods. I'm going into the woods to go fucking be sad and be mad at you.
And go pout because my vampire boyfriend won't do what I want.
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10 when I do that, I get abducted or fucked up by some other little creature.
Oh, she's constantly needing to get saved.
Ugh, I hate that.
I think that my favorite character... I really love Jason Stackhouse just because he's so stupid.
Oh, the hard body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's awesome to look at, too. He's so just like, goo, goo, goo. Like, he's such a dumbass.
He plays a good dummy, though.
Yeah. And my other favorite character is Andy, like the bumbling drunk cop. That guy cracks me up. He's so funny.
I don't think I like any of the characters. I just watch
you
it
just
because
can't stop
no, because I need conclusion,
right?
And they always leave a cliffhanger, so I'm stuck watching a whole episode trying to figure out what happened in the 3 episodes before that. That I need satisfaction.
Yeah, I love the theme song.
True blood, true blood.
Different.
It's different.
I do like. I do like how they compare like the vampires to gay people. It's like coming out of the coffin.
Oh right.
And like all the signs are like God hates fangs. I think it's totally funny. God totally hates fangs.
Oh, but it's a gay friendly show. There's some gay vampires and shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
I heard that the new season just started. There's been 1 episode, and I heard that Lafayette gets a sweet boyfriend, and I think it might be a vampire.
You know what?
Maybe
I take it back.
Maybe a shapeshifter.
I take it back. He is the only character that I like.
He's awesome. I love Lafayette.
He's
and
so
I like
meek
Tara,
now,
too.
Though, after he got out of the basement.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Okay, we're not talking about this anymore.
I love the show.
Because I'm sure there's a bunch of listeners that just are going, what the fuck? Fuck you, assholes. Talking about how much you hate vampires, and all of a sudden we turn around and talk about this shit.
Yeah, we're worshiping the show.
I'm going to punish myself
tonight. But seriously, I just saw... There's some new show on NBC or ABC called The Gates, and it's basically Twilight that they're making into a freaking show. Like, they are trying to cash in on all the teen girls that are swooning over these vampires.
Yeah, there's a bunch of...
But those, they better kill somebody, or...
They need to kill all of them.
God.
Fucking drop the fucking bomb on that. Is it based in Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
They need that fucking oil to come in there and drown all those fucks. Speaking of, well, anyway, that I guess would be the douchebag, the uber douchebag of the fucking 3 months. Anyway, the reason why I was watching that shit is because I fucked up my back last week and I was out. And I was stuck in bed for almost 3 days. Wah, burgers.
So how did you fuck up your back, June?
I don't know if I want to tell that story. It's quite embarrassing. Okay, so I'll go into it. I'm going to preface it with where this apparatus or where this machine came from.
You're making it sound so ominous.
It's a horrible device.
It is. I owned one as well. I got rid of it. I gave it to Goodwill.
There has to be a 10-step program because I locked it up like years ago and all of a sudden it popped back
up. It was like one time I moved and found it in a closet and was like, God damn it, I hate this thing.
I got one of, okay, to go back about, this was years and years and years and years ago. I was living with this girlfriend of mine and we were kind of half drunk and the commercial came on for the ab roller and we're like, fuck yeah, let's get it. So we bought it.
I know, it was only like $29.95 or something. I totally ordered it off the TV. Yeah, I was sucked
did you really? Yeah. You ordered it off the TV too? Yeah,
and so I think Karen and I might have been half drunk. I'm like, wait, I need the ab slider.
Those assholes are rolling in money right now. So we get the device in the mail, and my girlfriend is at work when it comes because I was working nights and she's working days. And it comes in the mail. This is, mind you, this is 12 years ago.
Yeah,
and it comes in the mail, and I assemble it, and it's easy to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
And
they want you to slide those abs.
Basically, it's this machine, and you get on your knees, and you roll out in front of you, and then you bring it back.
Yeah,
and
it has handles on the side, like bicycle handles, kind of.
It medieval kicks the fucking shit out of your abs. And swimsuit season's coming.
It's true.
So I roll out fucking 100 of them.
I
call her,
100.
I'm like, baby, the fucking ab roll is here. It's like we just, you know. The stork just came or something.
It brought our baby.
So I do 100, go to work. I wake up the next day and I am dead. Like it kicked the shit out of my stomach. I couldn't even sit up. And I've had broken ribs before.
Really?
It was kind of the same thing, way less.
You're like, you know,
intense.
You have to sneeze and it's going to suck.
Yeah, it sucks.
So, or I have to cough, but I don't want to because it's going to hurt.
Yeah. So fast forward to 2010. I'm like, swimsuit season's here.
Mm-hmm.
So I bust out the ab roller, found it in my closet next to my fucking snowboard boots. and just start rocking it. And fucked my back up. I'm out for a couple days. And what sucked is my back hurt, but my abs hurt too. So I'm trying to get up and like position myself to get comfy with my fucked up back and my abs. I'm like, oh, dad. So I'm out of work and shit, and somebody gives me a muscle relaxer. And I eat 1/4 of this fucking behemoth.
You're glad you didn't eat the whole thing. You probably would have gone into a coma.
I'm telling you, that thing kicked. It beat reality out of my head, like a whole time, everything, the whole like space-time continuum. You could have taken my flaccid body out of the bed, raped it up and down I-5, up and from Mexico to here, and put me back in bed the next day. I would have never known, except maybe a hurt butthole.
You're like, God, now I threw up my butthole.
Fuck, man, that hurt. Anyway, Patrick is out of town for the week. He's doing a documentary on a prison.
I am so excited to talk to him about
it. I can't wait to hear stories, too. But he made us a Movie Madness soundboard, which we are going to play the first Movie Madness of episode 48. Where is it?
That's all.
What the fuck? I'm just...
There you go. That's your clip. Now guess.
That's all.
That's all.
Oh, I totally know it.
Okay, I'm just going down. I don't know how he has it set up. Oh, here we go. Here's another one.
All right, everyone. Gird your loin.
Does it sound familiar to you?
Mm-mm.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
I have an appointment with Emily Charlton.
Andrea Sachs?
Yes?
Great.
Human resources certainly has an odd sense of humor. Follow me.
Do you have any idea what it is?
No. Is that Isabella Rossellini? Probably, maybe not.
I don't know.
No, I don't have a clue yet.
No fucking idea. I don't either. So
probably isn't a real movie. Patrick just like threw in a bunch of crap.
He was, yeah. You know what? He could do it totally fuck us up is just when he's doing sound on documentaries and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
He could just record just random shit. And
we're just
send
like, God, we can't get this.
What is it? Ha ha. It's somebody in the... Just every gay.
He just records random people on TriMet. Here's your movie.
There you go. So we're going to go into the topic of the week. Jenny? You want to tell us what the topic of the week is? I'll get this shit set up.
We had the idea of coming up with what would your battle song be? If you had to go into battle, what accompaniment music would you want to be playing in the background? So when we were talking about it, I decided that the first thing that popped into my head was me like face painted a la Mel Gibson in Braveheart, like wielding a battle axe and because somebody has taken my freedom. Someone is trying to take that freedom away from me. And so this is what popped into my head as I'm running towards probably like hundreds and hundreds of warriors. And I'm going to slay them all.
Fuck yeah, you are. This is a great battle song.
It is. Because it's super cheesy too, which is good.
Wasn't it written for Karate Kid 2 or something like that?
I don't know. That? I was thinking that too. It wasn't a movie, wasn't it?
Don't you do this karaoke too?
No, but we played it in the Brodies one year.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah. But no, I've never sang it karaoke, but I better be a crowd pleaser.
Oh, of course.
You can't go wrong with a little Survivor. I mean, the band is called Survivor. Hello.
Yeah, that's good.
Is a battle song right there. And, oh, it was from fucking Rocky, duh.
Right, it was from Rocky, but yeah. I thought that the song was wrote for, maybe that's a different one. I'm thinking of a different thing. This is probably wrote for Rocky. Rocky was a big thing back in the 80s. I like this.
I can't remember if I saw Rocky in the theater.
I think
I may have gone with my parents, because it was a big deal. Like, it was all built up. Like,
oh, it was
Rocky
the
summer
time.
Blockbuster.
It was the year of the decade of the Rocky.
Yeah. How many are there? Like, five?
Too many.
Too many, for sure. Oh, and then they just recently made that new one, which I haven't seen.
Rocky Balboa?
And he's all old.
Yeah. Well, isn't his son that fights in that or something?
I don't know.
So you got your Braveheart fight on.
Yeah.
I like this.
And I'm just cutting off heads. Heads are flying.
I like it. Good pick. Very good pick.
I like it.
So I did some thinking on this, and my battle to the death, you know, where I'm dying, is going to be kind of the Mad Max type of scene,
yeah,
where, you know, it's post-apocalyptic and everybody lives in their cars.
And they're dirty.
Yeah, everybody's
Everyone's
dirty.
Totally filthy.
And Mohawks are back. I got my assless chaps on, mm-hmm, and my Mohawk, and I got some like,
you're dressed like
Vince
a gay biker.
Neil looking motherfucker next to me in the car, just butt naked.
You probably have like a little person with you, some sort of dwarf. just hanging out, your little buddy who helps you out of tight spots.
He's the only dude that can fix Slurpee machines if we ever find one. He's got some sort of
weird
attribute.
That's like your mission is, you're like on Zombieland, he's just trying to find the Twinkie. You're like, I just gotta find that. I know there's a working Slurpee machine in this town.
We call him Casper. Because every time we're in an albino. Yeah, I'm surrounded with albinos. I got Vince Neil.
You're the only one with pigment, so you're like worshipped as a god.
I got Vince Neil riding shotgun naked, and I got
no armor, just fucking
no.
Naked.
Actually, chainmail, just
the top,
like kind of a scantily clad chainmail type of deal with a loincloth.
Probably some lace-up boots.
Yeah, some sort of like Robin Hood type of thing. Patent leather white Robin Hood boots. So, you know, we're driving in the fucking, in the who knows what. What is it? What would that be? The desert?
Yeah, it's always dusty.
Yeah, it's dusty, and we're looking for gas and Slurpee machines.
Always looking for gas.
You know what? There's a flaw in my theory. Is that there's no electricity to run the Slurpee machines, is there?
Oh, probably not.
Ugh, but think about the win-win on that. When you find that Slurpee machine, and the little albino goes out there, and he's all,
I got it's Slurpee. Here! It's here!
What'd suck it is to be one of those horrible flavors.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like the green one.
Yeah, just the green. It's just green. After fuck green.
Like apple. Mmm.
Vegetarian.
It's like carrot.
Yeah. Don't you have like mutton or meatloaf Slurpee?
No, only carrot.
So when I'm rolling down the highway and I realize the three of us are doomed, but we're going to save somebody maybe, and we're cruising down and I have to turn the afterburners on, the nitrous tank on to make my supercar go completely rad, this is a song that pops on. Now, what my theory is that this song comes on, but it's not about the atmosphere. It's not about everybody else in the fight. It's about the three of us.
And your friendship.
And how we've grown together as friends.
This song comes on and it pisses you all off so bad that you fight better. Like, no, not Amy Raquel again.
Oh, no, I'm joking. It's not that. I can't drive 55.
Hell yeah, you can't. Not with those burners.
Yeah, Vince Neil's sucking my dick as I'm cruising at like 85 with the fucking nitrous on.
The dwarf's just jumping up and down in the back.
He's gone crazy. He's on a sugar high.
You just give him like one Tootsie Roll a day. That's what he lives on.
I just give him like a slight hope, like maybe someday they will find another little person for him to fuck.
He just eats sugar out of a bag with a rusty spoon.
Right, so the...
I can see it now, like weaving in and out. Just put a boot out the window, kick some guy in the face.
That's right. And they're trying to get in, but the doors are welded shut.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, asshole!
And I got a shotgun, but I only got like 8 shells.
You gotta say, yeah, you gotta kill like 5 guys with each shell.
And 4 of them are wet. Like, sitting in an empty Slurpee cup.
The dwarf, the only weapon that he has is just like a rusty shank. He just tries to poke at people.
No, he just bites people. And I hold him like a gun, like a weapon. And I just point him at people and get close and he just bites them.
He'll just rip parts off.
And Vince Neil's like, go, you can do it. Yes. Super team.
Super friends. We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
He's got a real high voice because he's huffing all the nitrous.
Go team. Super go. But he looks super tough.
He is bad fucking ass. That loincloth. And by the way, the loincloth doesn't hide anything because his dick's so thick.
It's just flapping around. It's all out there. Oh, and he's so smelly.
Nobody's bathed.
No. There isn't even any water.
No, there's nothing. Mm-mm. Dude, we got bubkus.
All you guys can drink is like, it is like some sort of crappy warm Gatorade.
No, there's nothing.
Oh, yeah, because otherwise, why would you be looking for Slurpees?
Yeah. So then, you know, halfway through the fight, turn the tape player back on to remind each other that...
You guys all just have your arms around each
other. Maybe after the fight, this is what comes on.
Shallow water. You're all just running free
so
through the desert.
So we can take a fucking bath. Stinky ass motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. But that's the
I love it.
That's my song. I think that the I Can't Drive 55 is get our life. Right.
Yeah.
Take my license, motherfucker.
All that
shit. 55.
I love it. That's the perfect song.
So, those are mine.
So send in your battle songs if you want. You can post them on our Facebook.
Right, and you know, this reminds me is that our hotline is now up and running again. I fixed it. Messages again at 503-928-7751. And you can also find us on the iTunes Podcast Alley and Zune. Here's another Movie Madness.
Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
God, these are all so vague.
They're fucking really vague.
I don't recognize any of the voices.
Okay, I want to hear that one again.
Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
I don't know, are we?
I just accidentally turned my headset down and I was like, what's happening? I can't hear. Will you play
I'm
that one again?
I'm aware of too many things.
Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
Is that Brad Pitt?
I don't know. Here's another one.
She needs skirts from Calvin Klein. And, there was something about a pony.
Is this Legally Blonde?
No, I think it's...
Don't say it.
I think I know what it is.
Don't tell me, even on
fake
break.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. If it's what I think it is, it's funny that Patrick chose this.
Is it a good movie, though? Legally Blonde 2?
No.
Electric Boogaloo?
Everything that's a 2 is Electric Boogaloo.
No,
it has
everything
to be.
With a
everything
2 is constantly Electric Boogaloo. So we're coming to a fake break. We are going to take a quick little fakey-o-breaky-o. And when we come back, we're going to jump into the douchebag of the week. We will continue playing Movie Madness. We'll be right back.
Not long ago, a businessman left Portland, Oregon for his home in Chicago. The luggage he carried contained neither his clothing nor the usual personal effects. But instead...
It's beer!
The beer was a very special beer, brewed in Oregon, in the old-fashioned, traditional way.
We can't get it in Chicago.
Boarding pass. Boarding pass.
A lot of people from all over the country are discovering this new beer from Oregon. Some even say it's America's finest premium beer.
You can't get it in Chicago.
But if you haven't tried this new beer, you probably should.
It's a Henry Weinhardt's private reserve.
If it's worth a trip to Chicago.
You can't get it in Chicago.
It sure must be worth a trip to the store.
We are back from fake break. Could you remember back in downtown Portland? Remember in the days and back in downtown Portland when it smelled like Henry Weinhardt's
yeah.
a brewery? That was a good. That was
oh,
a good time.
Oh gosh! Sometimes if you were really hungover, that was like the worst smell you could ever smell.
Well, we worked at Rocco's
yeah.
too, which was like
it was right next
right
to
there,
it.
And then Powell's, and then the brewery was right there. And
it's
it just,
so much different down there now.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It
different.
Looks totally different after they tore that down.
Here's another Movie Madness.
It sounds like a great opportunity. I'd love to be considered.
I totally know what it is.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm going to play another one.
You're right. I don't fit in here. I am not skinny or glamorous, but I'm smart.
The fuck?
Those first clips were so weird now that I know what the movie is.
I wonder if... Well, I'm sure that he set it up like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they were so vague. If I went
back and... Oh, Tisdale. Love you, Tisdale. I'm a connoisseur of Tisdale.
Of Tisdale's.
Maybe we could get a sponsor. So why don't we jump into Movie Madness for episode, what episode? Episode 48.
48.
We're getting close to a year.
Yeah.
And I was thinking we just got a new design for the show, which is, I've found a bunch of shots that this, somebody had done with an X-ray machine with
a
woman.
They're so cool.
And it's just her skeleton, but you see her like high heels.
Yeah.
And we got a new one. So I'm thinking for next year for the podcast, we'll use that as our little emblem on Facebook and stuff. And I don't know.
I love it.
I also sent that in for to Johnny Fucker to maybe make t-shirts out of. So maybe we'll do a couple t-shirts when we get that done. Those will be like limited edition comfy shirts.
I like it.
So last week's Douchebag of the Week for episode 47, we had, it was the Wiener Dogs. Somebody's wiener dog poopies.
Wiener poopies.
Were all over the place, and she had got a ransom note that someone had stole her Jesus statue.
Before, so she would start picking up the wiener poopies.
So we decided, like, what would be the douchebag of the week? Actually, the woman leaving her wiener dog poopies all over the place and eventually got these poor people so pissed off that they had to go that deep to take Jesus statue hostage and write the ransom note, or if it was actually the stealers, the people that stole it. And it was really close, but in second place was the actual woman that owned the wiener dogs, which of course first place is the stealers.
I would have thought it was thieves. The other way.
I thought so too, because fuck that bitch. Yeah. Not picking up those wiener poopies.
The wieners is probably the real douchebag.
Oh, they are the douchebag.
For pooping all over.
I don't know.
Being so close to the ground.
But that's who's victorious. We leave it up to whoever's voting. And thank you guys for all voting. It seems like every week there's some more people that are voting. So it's nice to see that there's people listening.
And and caring enough to go vote.
No,
I love
shit. So for this week, for episode 48... of the Hideous Creature Show, Douchebag of the Week. Let's go into it.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
It's funny, every time that I was going fishing, I always think it's Tracy Morgan.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like him. Okay, the first one we've got is from Elyria, Ohio. It was a sobering moment for an Elyria mother when police arrested her on a DUI charge last Friday afternoon. Officers said 46-year-old Wendy Phillips was driving drunk with her 4-year-old in the backseat.
So that's already douchebag. Not only because she's driving with a kid, but she's fucking up drink for everybody else.
Yeah.
Like,
the poor kid.
Atopic society, I would like everybody to have all the drugs, all the alcohol that they like until they fuck it up. And then they don't get that anymore.
They don't get it anymore. Privilege is cut.
Right.
Elyria police stopped Phillips about a block away from the police station Friday, June 4th. She pulled out in front of a cruiser and drove off the side of the road, almost hitting a stop sign. Officers said she threw out a bottle as officers approached her vehicle. Police said it was a vodka bottle.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, the bottle broke in the courthouse driveway. Officers said Phillips was unable to stand safely on her own when pulled over. Apparently, being pulled over literally scared the crap out of Phillips. Quotes,
what?
I pooped my pants. I ate too much corn.
Is that what you said?
Yes. Not only did she get
So the bitch is rolling around.
Wasted. With her 4-year olds. I wonder if she pooped and was just like sitting in her own poop, or if she pooped once she stood up.
No, I bet as soon as they hit the lights, she knew she was drunk, tried to get rid of the evidence by throwing the bottle out, and then realizing that, you know, she's fucked.
Yeah.
Kind of in a panic, shit herself, which is fucking great.
I ate too much corn.
But that's
they're like, oh, corn. Well, obviously you pooped
corn?
Your pants.
Really pooped it? You better, you know what? You better drive home.
go ahead and go home and change. God, she.
And poor little,
seriously,
poor
they had to
Billy
take her to the, to you know, get a fingerprinted or whatever
well,
the
they
hell
had to
with
take
poop
her to the
pants.
Station with stinky butt. Like poop butt. Corny ass.
Gross. What if you had to be in the cell with that bitch? Phillips was charged with DUI, child endangering, and reasonable control. Phillips had a previous drunk driving charge. No.
What?
Get out of town.
Really?
I wonder what happened to the kid.
Well, they ate that kid. When you take it down, well, I thought when you got taken downtown, they just threw it in the pedophile holding. There you go.
They just toss it into a bunch of,
Well, because that kid's fucked.
Seriously.
Dealing with his mom getting, not only getting
he's
pulled
only
over
four.
And shitting yourself. He's cognitive of that. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And who knows what's happening at home.
Ugh.
Like, what happens when you know, she comes out and he's spilled other bottles of vodka empty and she's, you know, it's her last bottle and then shits herself.
She shits herself.
God
and
damn
then,
it, Jimmy!
Yeah. Oh, it's so sad.
So that she is a definite candidate for douchebag
yes.
of the week. It's not the cops, it's not the kids, which
no.
in some of the stories we've had, we kind of choose who it is, but that bitch is definitely, definitely.
So number one, poop pants.
Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah.
Poop pants? All right. I have one here, and this is a very prominent organization in the United States, but I think they went a little awry on this one. It's an audio, so I'm going to play it. Here we go.
A graduation card sold at local stores has been pulled from shelves after a civil rights group raised concerns about the content. The group claims the card's micro speaker plays a greeting that's racist. And Eyewitness News reporter Miriam Hernandez explains why this card has come under attack.
It is a graduation greeting from Hallmark.
Hey, world, we're officially putting you on notice.
Yeah.
Members of the Los Angeles NAACP did take notice.
What?
And as characters known as Hoops and Yo-Yo banter on, African-American leaders hear demeaning language.
Okay, so the NAACP is pissed off at this graduation greeting card that Hallmark sent out. Now, the theme of the card is the universe.
Yeah, they're like space travelers or something.
For instance, that now that they've graduated high school, the universe is open to them. They can
okay. Yeah.
There's no limit to what they can do. The NAACP decides, maybe not.
And you black holes, you're so ominous. And you planets, watch your back.
That was very demeaning to African American women, where they made reference to African American women.
Okay. I'm going to play it again.
Okay.
So that we can kind of hear what the card said. Here we go.
ACP did take notice, and as characters known as Hoops and Yo-Yo banter
good old
on,
Hooch and Yo-Yo.
African-American they leaders hear demeaning language.
And you black holes, you're so ominous. And you planets, watch your back.
That was
okay.
So, black holes.
Right. Which,
you're so ominous.
Right. Which the NAACP took as
black
hoes.
Yeah, or hoes. You black hoes. And the next line is, you planets, watch your back.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, it doesn't say like pimps. You pimps, watch your back.
What the
or,
fuck? California NAACP. Don't you? There's got to be other things on their list to take care of. Don't you think like an organization has to have some sort of checklist? Do you think that like
Hallmark straight to the top?
What I'm thinking is that they were just waiting for Hallmark to fuck up.
Oh, hell
like
yeah.
Sitting there rubbing their hands
one
together.
One of these days.
Someday, Hallmark.
I mean, seriously, didn't somebody just explain it to them? No, it says black holes, not hoes. It doesn't even make any sense in the context of the card that it would say that.
It's ridiculous.
Watch your back.
Hallmark, reached by phone, says it is all a misunderstanding. The card's theme is the solar system and the power of the grad to take over the universe, even energy-absorbing black holes.
The intent here is to say this graduate's not afraid of anything.
But that is not what was heard here.
Except for black hoes.
In there, we've got whores and not holes. The R is in there.
Hallmark sent us this transcript, but Minnie Hatley says the actual audio raises questions.
It sounds like a group of children laughing and joking
about blackness again.
Hallmark is now notifying all its stores to pull the card. Walgreens and CVS are doing the same. The card maker says...
Okay.
Yeah, just pull the stupid card. It's dumb anyway.
No, don't pull the card. There's no racist connotation in it. They're hearing something that isn't there.
And yeah, I mean...
NAACP in California, please.
Yeah.
Find something better to do. Fuck you. So... That's my candidate for douchebag of the week, the NAACP.
I'm calling this one Black Ho Hallmark.
Really?
Seriously.
Fuck you.
Is
that it? Is that what you're going for now? Instead of dealing with real issues, NAACP? Yeah. Shit.
Shit. Shit, ho. That is so stupid.
Black holes. We can't even say black holes anymore.
No.
People can't say black holes anymore.
Pretty soon you're not even going to be able to say black.
Mm-mm.
That shirt you're wearing, we got to come up with a new word.
New word. Hopefully Hallmark will come out with something good.
Okay, this next one I got is a gem. An Indonesian teen was recently forced by village elders to marry a cow.
Okay, a cow?
After he was caught having sex with it.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
That's the next... Well, first you should probably get married and then have sex. But...
Black cow, right? No?
It doesn't specify.
Jersey? What? I need to know.
The young man passed out during the ceremony in front of hundreds of curious onlookers.
Okay, whoa. Okay. What the fuck is going on? So he fucks a cow?
Yes. Okay. And then he is forced to marry it.
How? What's the mechanics on that? I mean, I don't know. When you want to fuck something, you will break the laws of gravity to fuck it. But a cow, doesn't it just kind of step forward if it doesn't want to get fucked?
Yeah.
I mean, because I could see like getting a step ladder to, you know, get your cow on. But wouldn't it just like take two steps forward and your dick would be sitting in the sun?
Maybe they were in love. It gets better.
Okay.
Gura Alit, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, 18, was caught behind the cow in a rice paddy field near the village of Yen Enbang in Jembrana. I don't know where that is.
Rice paddy would say like somewhere in Asia, but with the J in there, it sounds like it'd be Africa.
Yeah. Caught literally with his pants down, Alit admitted his crime. Well, he kind of had to.
Hello.
But claims the cow seduced him and wooed him with flattering compliments. Oh, thank you.
Maybe like the undulation of the fucking made the bell ding.
No, he seduced him even before. He was like, wink.
What's it called? They charmed him? Glamored him.
Glamored him. The cow totally glamored cows. Him.
Those cows are so seductive.
They are.
Quit fucking walking around all hot if you don't want to get fucked.
Quit swishing that tail at me.
Don't swat it. You know you want it.
The marriage ceremony was part of a Pakruan ritual designed to cleanse the village of the unholy act. Alit apparently did not make it through the vows as he lost consciousness during the ceremony amid the press of spectators and journalists attempting to view the event.
So they're doing the... The wedding.
Like that there's vows. Well, what does the cow say?
Okay, the fact that the village is making him marry a cow that he fucked. I mean,
yeah.
What else is this dude fucked that didn't get caught? Well, no. Okay, this is some religious bullshit that they need to go through the motions in order to cleanse a village.
Yes, and it gets better too. Unfortunately, as part of the ritual, the bride was drowned in the ocean after the ceremony. Not only did the cow get fucked, it got killed. Afterwards.
That's fucking horrible.
Alit was also drowned symbolically to his clothes thrown into the sea. So I guess he was drowned naked and then they threw his clothes out after him.
That sounds to me like the villagers had some sort of agenda.
I mean? They had to marry him before they killed him. We gotta seal this up.
Fuck you,
make
Romeo.
It right.
Fuck you, Romeo and Juliet. But, you know, I'm serious. I mean, like, they didn't just... The villagers and the village elders had to have some sort of agenda. They were going in there. Those two were dead.
Yeah.
Via water. What, I mean, the more in love you are, the deeper you have to get. Is it a river? Is it the ocean?
It was the ocean, I think. Yeah, in the ocean. The village chief declared that the village had been successfully cleaned from the defilement, but we imagine that Mr. Alit's high school reunions will be full of awkward pauses. While marriage between humans and animals is unrecognized legally in any country in the world, it's often practiced as part of religious traditions or to court good luck.
So him fucking the cow would be considered like a curse on the village or something?
I guess.
That's fucked up.
Horses are often betrothed to humans. A woman in Beijing became engaged to a Shetland pony named Alan in 2010.
This is a different occasion.
She had met the pony in England, and we all know what suckers women are for English accents.
A pony?
Yeah. In December 2005, Sharon Tendler of Great Britain married a male dolphin named Cindy in Israel. In this case, the couple was well acquainted. Sharon had been visiting Cindy at the Dolphinarium for 15 years.
The Dolphinarium?
Mm-hmm.
In Israel?
Yeah.
No, was it in Israel?
Yeah.
I wonder how big the water park is. I mean, the holding tank for the dolphin is.
Oh, he was totally seducing her. I like that the dolphin's name was Cindy. So there we go. Number three is...
So who's the douchebag in that? The guy fucking the cow?
Or the village elders?
Or the village elders drowning them all. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's debate it for a second. On one hand, delusional, what's his name?
Alit
has eyes for a quadruped.
Mm-hmm.
And needs to consummate said love by fucking it.
Yeah.
Or do you think it was just, there's no one else? Do you think this dude's like a hunchback of the village?
Yeah.
No one would kiss him? what, 17 and never been kissed?
He's like, I got to do this someday.
I've been seeing the way you've been, didn't he say that the cow? Like,
yeah, he said that he wooed him with flattering compliments.
The cow or the cow wooed him?
The cow wooed him. The cow seduced him with compliments. What the fuck? Is the cow the douchebag? He was asking for
it. The cow knows. I mean, the cow's got to be
the
older
cow
than 17.
Asking for it.
He's the older one in the relationship. He should have known what's afoot here.
Maybe the cow wanted to commit suicide.
Oh, he was depressed?
Yeah. And he knew by wooing Alit, he would get drowned. How do you drown a cow? Push it out in the ocean? I mean, wouldn't it like run out?
Wouldn't it swim away?
I don't know.
Maybe what happened is Alit jumped on said cow's back to swim away to greener pastures.
They're like, come on, lover.
And they drowned in their
Let's
fleet
go.
For justice.
Seriously, how could they like hold a cow down in the ocean?
No, I think the villagers fucking drowned him. Like some sort of fucked up baptism.
Yeah, it makes sense that that's how they're cleansing it with water.
So for instance, like in Catholicism, you have to say so many
Hail Marys
or whatever. Maybe there's, after fucking a cow,
you have to drown.
There's like 800 fucking dip of the head into the water type of deal. And how many guys would it take to dip that cow's head in?
Seriously. Cows are big. They're
cows
strong.
Are big.
I mean, they're dumb, but...
I don't know. They're seductive.
Okay, so on one hand, we got the...
Okay, the kid for fucking the cow in the first place, that stupid, deliciously hot cow for seducing the kid, the elders for killing the both of them.
Yeah.
So what should be the douchebag in this? The whole fucking thing?
I don't know. I would probably say the guy, but...
All right, you know what? The whole thing is a douchebag.
Yeah. Right?
All of them are a bunch of fucks.
Yeah.
They're all a bunch of douchebags. All right, so that's that for that one.
I'm going to just write Cow Lover Village.
All right, here's another movie madness.
You're right. I don't fit in here. I am not skinny or glamorous, but I'm smart.
There you are, Emily. How many times do I have to scream your name?
Actually, it's Andy.
And you know it, right?
Yeah, I know it.
You for sure know
it? Yeah, definitely.
Because I have no fucking clue. And I've
seen it.
I've gotten them before, you know, the whole idea of the movie Madness came from working in the kitchen and fucking things are going on and we just throw out movie quotes and you try to guess it. And I've got movies that I haven't seen before, but I have no fucking idea with this. I'm gonna do another one.
No. And I've seen all this before.
Jesus.
That one's definitely vague.
Okay, so the next douchebag of the week I have is a police officer in Dallas. Here we go.
Arrest tonight. Two others are on restrictive duty. The reason? A shooting inside a patrol car and questions about what was going on before it all happened. There is now a criminal and an internal investigation. News 8 has just obtained a tape recording of what happened. Rebecca Lopez joins us now. She's in the newsroom with more. Rebecca?
Dallas police officers were partying at a local bar. Police say one of the officers, Kelly Beamer, was extremely drunk. Other officers tried to take her home, but she refused and at one point ran and hid from officers.
You can't catch me.
Okay, cops are people too.
Right.
I mean, now
they're going to go out.
I'm older. I don't give a shit. Like, cops are... I don't do anything bad, so I see a cop, I'm like, good. You're around. I see cops in the neighborhood. Glad you're here so our shit doesn't get stolen. Fine. Yeah. And... of course, they get fucking drunk.
Yeah.
I've been drunk. I've gotten drunk with a cop before.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Back in the speakeasy days.
Wow.
Long time ago. So here we go. Here's more on the police investigation.
Several officers on duty went to the bar to try and get her to go home. Now, this is videotape released from the in-squad car camera.
They're
you
carrying
can see Officer
her.
Beamer stumbling as officers have to carry her to the squad car. Throughout the drive in the squad car, Officer Beamer is belligerent and crying. She thinks she's being arrested. Then, for some reason, pulls out her gun and fires it into the floorboard.
Holy
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the reason why I brought this to be our douchebag of the
oh
week
my God.
Is ruining alcohol for everybody else.
Yeah.
Being that person and
maybe you
being
get
wasted.
Maybe when you're carrying the bitch to the car, maybe you take her gun.
Well, in the video, she's wearing a civilian clothes. She's not wearing her.
I guess they
uniform.
Wouldn't be out getting loaded in their.
But
cop
they put
uniform.
Her in the back of a squad car, and she pulls out her fucking Gat and shoots it into the fucking floorboard of the car. That's
oh my God.
Okay. Anybody that's ever shot you've shot a gun,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And that's loud outside.
Yeah.
Could you imagine shooting a gun inside a car?
No.
And she's probably shooting like a 9mm, like a police issue Glock.
Oh my
or,
God.
Something like that. And bam, bam, shooting in the car. Fuck. And the
bad
you know,
decision, lady.
Well, another thing is like think about like her other cop friends that are just taking her home.
Yeah, they're like, sorry, Susie, you're drunk.
Sus,
we're gonna help you out.
Sus, I know. Times
oh
are tough.
God.
Times are tough. All right, here we go. A little bit more.
Commanders were called to the scene but did not have her arrested because they say she was too drunk to be interviewed. It wasn't until they viewed the tape that they decided to file charges and arrest her.
Left and right. You need to stop the now.
Anyway, the audio is kind of fucked up, but it goes into what she's saying in the back of the car. And she's saying, pull over, you know, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, she pulls the gun out and shoots into the floorboard of the police, the squad car. And the cop in the front's like, Susie, put the fucking gun down, put the gun down. And then...
God, what was she trying to accomplish?
She's
I mean, I guess,
wasted.
Yeah.
Well, another thing is, it's like, she's drunk and it's just her friends, too. They're cops, but so what? They're just taking her home. Who knew she had a fucking piece on her?
Yeah.
Fucked up.
That is fucked up.
Think, you know what? Lucky they got her out of the bar.
Yeah.
Who knows what would have happened if she would have pulled that shit out and like, fuck you, video poker. Bam, bam. Yeah. Shot that thing. Or fuck the cow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my douchebag of the week. The other douchebag of the week. All right. So what is our...
So,
recap. Who are people voting on?
We got... Poop pants, I ate too much corn. Black Ho Hallmark card. The Cow Lover Village. And Wasted Cop Shoots Floorboards.
Okay, so who do you think's going to win?
I don't know. Poop pants. I mean, that's just... general awfulness. If it wasn't for the kid in the car, I don't think that I would think that she is as douchey as...
Oh, just her fucking driving around with a kid around drunk. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up enough.
That is totally fucked up.
Pooping her pants, I think that's the icing on the cake as far as...
Yeah.
Okay, that kind of makes the horribleness worthwhile for us.
Right. I ate too much corn. Come on, you know? That's funny shit.
I think, you know what? I think the NAACP, I think that's the douchebag of the week.
It is so, that is so dumb. Seriously, like, if they just took 5 seconds to let somebody explain the card to them, it would all be over. Oh, I get it. Black hole. Oh, okay.
Yeah, see,
I okay, like to, we'll move on.
I like to think that the NAACP doesn't know what a black hole is. That's the one thing they have no, I mean, it's, and it's, you know what's fucked up is it is just a theory. No one, we're not even sure if they exist. You know what we need to do is have Stephen Hawking roll over there and kind of explain it to him.
Yeah. And the stupid thing is, too, the two little cartoon characters, why would they be saying black hoes?
I don't know.
Or whores or whatever they thought it said.
But anyway, so did we go through all of them?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the cow village is pretty fucked up too. But if I were voting, I would vote for poop pants.
Okay, I would vote for the NAACP just because they should be doing something better.
Yeah, seriously, what a freaking waste of time. God, just the news coverage alone. Give me a break.
We should have thrown in that fucking vampire contingency. Just the whole thing.
The whole thing is that the douchebag vampires.
Ugh, that's mine. We're not gonna. No one's voting on it but me. But that's it. Okay, so Movie Madness for episode 48. Let's conclude it.
Oh, okay. I see. You think this has nothing to do with you.
And you got it.
Yeah.
I'm clueless. I have no idea. So there's four more. We'll hit them all. Here we go. Here's another one.
No, it's just baffling to me. Why is it so impossible to put together a decent run through? You people have had hours and hours to prepare. It's just so confusing to me.
Do you know who the actress is?
Is it Meryl Streep?
Mm-hmm. And she's been in tons of movies, so that doesn't really narrow it down.
Is it a new one or an old one?
Yeah, it's new.
Like what year do you think?
Like last year, 2009, I think.
Okay, here's another one.
Something funny?
Fuck you.
Something funny?
Waka waka. All right, here's the last one for Movie Madness.
We have some pieces from Banana Republic.
Well, we need more, don't we? Oh.
Okay, let me think. Oh, you know what? This goes... I can't think of anything right now except defending your life. That's all I see her in right now.
Nope.
Okay, what is it, Jenny?
It's The Devil Wears Prada.
Is that Coen Brothers?
No.
Who did Devil's Wear Prada?
I don't even know.
God damn it. It
was based on a book, and it's kind of a chick flick.
Is it good?
It was all right.
I haven't seen it.
It wasn't, you know, it's about, I guess it's loosely based on the editor, Anna Wintour, the editor of Vogue. Apparently she's just like a huge bitch. Well, she just wants it her way, you know?
Is she the photographer?
No, she is.
The tax evader?
No, that was Annie Leibovitz.
So I don't think that's her fault, that tax evasion. That's her accountant's fault. Anyway, that's a whole nother can of worms. Anyway.
But it was an okay movie. It wasn't great. I watched it because
thumbs up or thumbs down.
I would give it a thumbs up.
Okay,
it got nominated for a bunch of shit, and I think Meryl Streep might have even got nominated for best actress.
Meryl Streep's awesome.
She is
awesome.
That's why. She's pretty much good. I mean, I watched that Julia movie just because she was in it.
I watched it too.
You did? Yeah, she was good. I liked how they made her look super tall because Julia Childs is huge.
Yeah, she's a big woman.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. And Devil Wears Prada is the Movie Madness for episode 48.
Good one, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. Patrick's going to be back next week, too, and we're going to hear some stories.
Yeah,
hopefully. I want to hear stories about what the fuck goes on. He's not incarcerated or anything, but...
But he's going to be hanging around prisoners, right?
Yeah, what he said that he's going to be... The shoot is actually like 6 hours of them hanging around inmates. So that's
crazy.
So are
these like violent criminals, or are they like tax offenders, like white collar crimes or?
I have no idea. Tim Allen. I don't know.
I'm excited to talk to him about it. I think it'll be interesting no matter what, just to hear what it was like when Patrick goes to prison.
Patrick on the inside. So I was thinking for next week, hopefully, if all our ducks are in a row, that we can kind of do a jail theme.
Have you ever been arrested?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
We can talk about that.
Okay.
Perfect. I never have, but...
I didn't get put in jail. I was the only one of our friends that never got put in jail. But I'm fascinated by the penal system.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something that exists for real. It's not a wizard or a fucking vampire.
No.
It's a real thing. And
there's probably vampires on the inside.
Oh, Jesus. Sparkling all over the place. Mm-hmm. But our phone line is fixed. You can call us at 503-928-7751. And you know what would be great? If you guys called and told us if you got arrested.
Yeah.
And
oh,
the situation.
Totally. Tell us stories. That would be awesome.
You can download our show at iTunes, Podcast Alley, Zune. And if you would be so sweet and so kind to give us 5 stars on the rating in the iTunes, it's going to bring us up. Out of nowhere. There's so many fucking podcasts going on right now. And if you can leave us a synopsis, or not a synopsis,
a review
on the show, that would be great too. We went from 8 to 10.
That's good.
I read them, and thank you guys for writing in all that shit. What else? Oh, t-shirts are in motion. I just gave Johnny Fucker the stuff for it, so hopefully we'll have t-shirts up in next couple weeks. Hopefully you guys can order a t-shirt. They'll be real cheap, and then we're gonna do the machete thing in
September,
and that would be fucking great. We're all gonna get just drunk and do it. We haven't kind of finited all the information on what we're actually gonna, where we're gonna go and stuff, but we're just gonna get drunk and go see the movie and fuck it, just come along. This is it for episode number 48. Thank you guys for taking the time out and uploading the show. Please, please tell a friend, because that's pretty much how everybody's hearing about the Hideous Creature Show podcast. We're going to do another show next week. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. We're going to end the show with a little bit of AC/DC. Toodles.
And if you need some loving, and if you need some man, I'm alive.
The Hideous Creature Show.
My toenail was so ingrown, it took the Hideous Creature an hour to dig it out.